Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and while we are, and it's Friday, I hope you're ready to have some fun, because we're going to have fun with you. I have a lot of you new listeners calling in, the 773-897-6461 number, and I've got a laugh. You can tell it's Mercury retrograde. You called me to ask me what my number was, so I got to tell you, the one you called was it, because you're emailing me on it over here. So I do hope that you're having fun, and I can tell Mercury's there. If you keep hearing that blip, that's other people calling me. I can't do the radio show and talk to you at the same time. Love you, but I'm just not that multi-talented. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith. I'm so nice and happy to have you here. I hope you're nice and ready to be it. Speaking of nice, we are so fortunate on Friday to have our wonderful, phenomenal actor, producer, psychic medium. She's our community activist. We love her. We know her as the beauty of the one. Here she is, Patty Negri. Patty.
Oh, thanks, Jethro. Hi, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm so in the season for this. Fall is actually here. Halloween is almost here. This is just going to be magical. I can tell already.
See, we got so many people leery. They're going, the veil's here. There's things happening. I laugh, and here's Patty all giggly. Isn't it great? Because she's over there all the time.
Yeah.
Patty, we have a lot of emails. I had to tease you. I was on another show, and someone got me on that question. I hope they're in today. We've had a lot of them asking us. Patty Negri is discussing that ghosts are making love to people. Every time I turn around, I hear this, see this. Is it true? Because if this is true, can I go back and maybe have a star that I loved come and visit me, Patty? How do I ring their bell? Okay.
Ring that bell. Play the nice music. Take a bubble bath. It's real. And again, for all the bad things you hear about it and the bad experiences, there is really some beautiful and wonderful and real good experiences. You just, with a meditation, you just have to be very careful that you are calling in the right person, the right love who is deceased. Set it up within your cosmology however you work. If you work with angels, if you work with spirit guides, if you work with God directly, however you work, really be very, very clear at who you are calling in. It's something you could maybe do in dream time, how I talk about that glass of water by the side of your bed and then ask for intent of dream time. That's often an easier way for people to call it in if they're specifically calling in, a past partner to come and visit them. And then just have faith and be open. That's it. That's all I got. Are you there? Am I lost?
Okay, I'm here. Boy, they took that was wild. Mercury's back in full action.
Dead air. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Was any of that out there or not?
It was all out there. And you were on by yourself. I was over here having a moment with somebody who's selling some kind of cereal that has little candy bars in it. I may try that later, but now I got to do the show. So I don't know what's going on. We peak Mercury's a happy camper retro. It's the next to last day, you guys. This is the strongest on the 24th. It's out as far as it is before the 25th as it starts to come back into real where Mercury's supposed to be, in right grade and going in the right direction. I have someone right now goes, Jethro, we love this show. We got to tell you that Patty's on tonight and we're listening. I hope you guys read this aloud. My uncle has had 7 times that he's came back to visit us. He is a smoker, and I've teased him about the fact that when he comes back, he brings a cigar with him. When I watch Patty on TV, I'm so happy to hear someone that believes in this. Now, I must tease you, gentlemen, and I must tease you, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I'm a little. It's been a long day, guys. I must tease you because as I'm reading this, she's teasing me and Patty, and she's calling us ladies and gentlemen, and she's saying that the reason is she is 79 years old. Her uncle, the individual that has been visiting, was 79 when he passed, and he told her yesterday, her birthday was yesterday, that she got to be able to be here. So she's one day older, and now she's enjoying our show. And she says, Patty, I've got to ask you this question. If my uncle comes back, and I do have, we've always joked about his smoking, is it okay to light a cigarette in his cigar in his honor, or is that offensive because he only smoked and that was part of what people didn't like about him?
Oh, no. There's no judgments getting past the other side. If it's not offensive to you and it's something you're willing and want to do and it's just not going to put you into a habit or anything, go for it. Scents are one of the ways that I'm sure when he visits you, you start smelling that the cigar or cigarette smoke. That seems to be an easy way for spirits to come through, often with perfumes. I smell the scent of roses. I smell tobacco. It seems to be something that's able to easily cross through the veil. But there would absolutely, in my belief system or understanding, nothing offensive about that. He didn't have a problem with it. And who cares what everybody else thought? You know, he's gone now anyway.
I love that, and that makes sense to me. Yeah, because, and Patty, you know, and we've had this. Patty's talked about this a couple of times. Those of you tune in, you do the different things that they love. One of my favorite shows is when Patty was on TV with the chefs. I love to cook, and watching her not only have them whipping up these great dishes for Marilyn Monroe and Elvis Presley, but what I was really impressed with, and Patty was discussing on this program, you brought in not only their favorite foods, but you brought in different aromas and things in their life that they were acquainted to. Would it be, I mean, I would assume that'd be the same thing for a lady. If you want to, let's say I want my aunt to visit and she always wore a special perfume, me putting that in the house, warming that energy and putting my mind in that, I know psychically would do it, but as mediumship, like Patty just said, I think it'd be the same thing as a cigar. I'm so excited. We have people writing, going, Jethro, Patty, I have a friend whose son, they swear, had drowned 2 years ago, and when I talked to my friend, I know that he came and visited me here in the United States. Since this time, I've been able to help her with this. It's just something I do. Patty, is there a place I can go and learn about mediumship, or would you be willing to maybe help me learn on how to have him come in so I can actually tell his mom more than just little tidbits?
Yes, there's probably lots of wonderful places. Just make sure you check the validity and the authenticity of the location or the school or the teacher. And yes, I also would be glad to help somebody. I could do it even in a single session with me. I could give you tips and hints and exercises and information that help you to learn to do it on your own. Definitely. I know, Jethro, you teach a lot of different things. So just make sure you're going to a really reputable, knowledgeable light worker, and there's lots of things, but I too would be happy to help you. And yes, you are right, Jethro, about the bringing in the things like the favorite perfume. When I do seances, and tis the season, I've done 2 this week so far, you will bring pictures, favorite items of the people that you want to call in. It's like enticing them into the party. So even just regular mediumship, yes, their favorite things, even if that's a stinky old cigar.
Now, I know we've always teased, and everyone knows with all of us psychics that we use a lot of lavenders and purples mostly. But, you know, Patty, as a medium, I'm not trying to tease. I'm asking, would it be best to wear a different colors and stuff when you're doing the work and you're doing the seance? Do they resonate with a different color? And can you say, maybe, does it matter over there? I'm not sure.
You know, as far as what the people wearing, you know, if it feels like it might be to you, then I would say go for it. There is definitely no hard and fast rule. I, as the medium and as the conductor of stuff like that, I usually almost always wear black because I want to be a blank slate. I want to be a conduit for what's coming through. But honestly, color is a super, super trigger. That's one of the first things when I'm doing mediumship or a seance is like the color will come in first, and then I'll say, okay, Uncle Fred says something about red, and is it a pillow, is it a dress? So color seems to be something that they're really able to relate to. So yes, if your Uncle Fred had a thing about red, wear that red shirt, wear that red dress, have a red flower on the table. It can only help.
I got it. I got to tell you, Patty, it fascinates me. And those of you know, I do believe not only in seeing Patty in action, but Patty, what amazes me now, this is something we've been doing, and we all of you know this is our paranormal month, right up down, you know, right up this alley of things we're talking. Patty, when someone's come in, I had, for instance, a lady come in today. The woman charged her $500. She took the $500 to have her spend 20 minutes with her love there. And ironically, when she told her these things, the woman obviously wasn't like, Patty, American certified and real. Patty has frightened me, you guys know, in this. We've teased about it, but there's times Patty's told me stuff, and I'm like, Patty, leave them over there. And then I realize what she's taught me, that this is a real good welcoming of the gift. Some of us psychics, we do different things. I see future. I used to have a different belief with this. So what I love about it is, Patty, what do you do? I mean, you talked about turning in, but she asked me, and she's listening here tonight, and I know you're here on confidentiality. I won't pick up your phone number, but she told me that she would be in. Well, how does she confront this person? What idea would you say she should tell her? I mean, the four things that she told her had nothing to do with her husband. She even told her man was eating ice cream and having a great time. Well, he had a problem with ice cream. It was one of the things he really detested.
Wow. Well, sad to say, truthfully, for every good and real, honest, in integrity, sincere, gifted psychic, there is 792,000 fakes. I would, and so many of them, besides being fake, are scam artists who really want to get you out of money, like $500 for 20 minutes of fake work. So I would, if you're comfortable with it, I might confront them. I might say, you know, this wasn't true, and I would like my money back. There's a good chance of it, though, if they really are a scam artist and not a good business person or not ethical, they won't give it to you. So you have the choice to let it bother you or let go of it or take action. Call the Better Business Bureau. Call us, the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. Not that we're a policing state or anything like that, but we that is what we are out to get things, because there's so much sad people being taken advantage of there. So again, do what makes you the most comfortable. If you can get some money back, go for it. If you can't get money back, which is certainly a possibility, do what makes you feel better. Either allow yourself to let it go and have it as a lesson learned, or take action, either with authorities, or with that person themselves. But don't hold on to it, because that will only just hurt you. Take action or let go.
I love that. And that's what you guys are writing in. Natalie, you're writing about the same thing. We've got a lot of you guys that are having this. Writing down here and listening, writing in with we have another Patty asking. Patty, this Patty's writing in. She's going, I have to ask you something about my sister. My sister has passed to the other side. It's not my sister I'm concerned about. It's some of the inheritance she's left me. She has left me dolls that they are supposed to, and they said proven to be haunted. This really bothers me, and I did not ever really ask for the dolls. I never told my sister, but privately they made me very nervous. Now I have politely let her husband know that it was okay if they stayed at his house, and he told me that he felt that Vivian would be offended if I didn't come and get these the dolls. Patty, is there some way that I can maybe unhaunt the dolls? And I know this sounds odd, but they're just giving me the weebie-jeebies.
In a sense, yes. Most things can be cleansed and cleared, and there's many, many ways to do it. Working within ritual, working within moonlight, working with sage, like you would do clearing lots of things. I honestly do not think she would be offended, because usually people get, most of the time at least, a little bit of wisdom as they cross over. So if that's coming from a very human husband point of view, she would be offended. She wouldn't. I think it's certainly, if you want to clear them and you could be comfortable with them, but if you're still not comfortable with them, you know, give them away or sell them. There is people who will pay top dollar for a truly haunted doll. And I think your sister might be amused at that. If she actually liked them because they were haunted, wouldn't she rather have them by somebody who really appreciated and celebrated that than by somebody who that she loved, who give the heebie-jeebies? Nobody wants anybody to have the heebie-jeebies unless they want to have the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, and I'm going, I got to talk to Vivian's husband here. I'm Jethro in a psychic and board, and I'm getting the heebie-jeebies because dolls make me a little creepy. And then I'm thinking to have them, I might be misunderstanding. Who wants a scary Barbie or an enchanted little Ollie who's sitting over in the corner? How do they do it, Patty? They celebrate the magic of it, or is it the actual energy of a person that's communicating through there?
What was that?
It's me. They floored Jethro. Going, oh my gosh, they're sitting there with this doll. This doll is reported to be haunted. Who's haunting it, Patty? Is it a person or an entity?
I'm getting actually that this doll actually kind of, it's more energy. It got an energy. And when you have the energy going so strong, and if it starts getting into the darker realms, then an entity will come in. I'm not getting that it's an entity of a specific person who came, but almost like a spirit created by the doll and the energy within it.
Okay. Well, you guys, this is fast. I've got people right. We got them going a while ago. Jester and Patty, it's Halloween. I'll never go to the toy store again. Well, you got to go to the store. You got to go in there and get a hold of G.I. Joe and see if he also glows. If he doesn't, you can work with him. I'm teasing you guys that are right. Someone's like, Jester, you should not offend this. There are dolls that are very sacred. Okay, no jokes about dolls. It's just, it does make me a little creepy. And I guess, to be honest, it kind of spooks me. And I'm an older guy in this. But that's what Patty was talking about. We always do those protections most. Say thanks. I'm so glad you said that because, you know, and Patty, you've shown us this through the times that I got to personally see Patty not only put a child over back on the other side who was lost. It was very, very, very emotional. For those of you who do sense, and I've got some empaths tonight that came in, some of my new classes here. Yes, we are here. And thank you guys. We'll be having the apple pie a little bit later here in Florida. And I just love with you guys that are here, they're writing and they're telling me to go, Jethro, on Facebook, I noticed that Patty is doing a lot of other things. Does this affect her work? I know you've picked up things with people and you will get real quiet. Patty, is there times that you pick up their families there? Do you say anything or do you just stay quiet until the person brings it up?
That is a really good question. It depends on what we're doing. If I'm walking down the grocery store lane and there's somebody who wants to talk to me or the other side, I don't do like that Long Island medium thing going, your grandma wants to talk to you right now. Because I almost think it's an invasion of their privacy. They haven't asked for it. If the spirit is really, 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 really strong about it, which is rare, I will have a discussion with that spirit first and then see if there is appropriate way. And then even ask that person, are you open to hearing about this? And if not, I will walk away because, again, that is their prerogative. I'm not going to force spirits or myself or my thoughts upon anyone. And I think it's great for the Long Island medium. I think she's adorable. And that is a TV show. That, you know, even if it's real, that is a TV show. People know she's there. There's 72 cameras and a crew of 25 right there.
I love it. Oh, and then Patty predicted with me, and they've talked to us, and there may be something with me later. I've got to be kind of mums. The only thing they've told me is something with reality, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I love her show, but I did say this to someone else. They asked my honest opinion. I'm glad you said it over the air. I do love the lady. Teresa's phenomenal, but for me, I agree the same thing, and I have always taught with my students to really, and if they're doing it, come up to that person and do it, because there is the other side. I was at a gas station as a young man, and I was putting gas in my vehicle, and I got this messages and stuff, and I went up and trolled up to this lady, and I told her all this stuff. Some of it was very personal. I didn't let anyone else hear it. I was very couth about it. I didn't do that big announcing. But long story short, she did take my heed later. She did get a divorce. Things did happen. I didn't get even about a praise or what I should have. I didn't feel like that was what I was wanting anyway. But long story short, I did have a couple of years later, her daughter politely let me know it was during the time her daughter was going through a lot of things in school. She'd hit puberty, and this great psychic guy had walked up at the gas station and told her mom some real truths and worked with her. Her mom was real happy. Unfortunately, the rest of the family wasn't. And so I do think there's a time and a place. And I love what you said, Patty, because I through the years, it taught me a value lesson. I will tell them who I am. I will tell them things a little bit, and I will see how they're receptive. This was a very, you know, and she is still friends of mine today. Her daughter jokes, we get along, but her daughter's like, you know, you run my high school, Jethro. My mother and father were getting a divorce. I'm sitting here going, and she goes, I kept looking for this psychic at this gas station. Lucky I never kind of went back. I guess I am a psychic. She probably would have given me gas. She was like, come here, you know. So please, you guys that are doing this thing, take it into approach. I mean, I love with Patty. That's what we always have the fun. But you don't see Patty, like you said, or what we've talked about, is we just touched the topic. She keeps it to where it's down. I've got to tell you, the worst things I'm having with it, and now with the years of doing it, is these new individuals who are playing what we call scare around the fire. They're going, oh, did you see that? And oh my gosh, that's there. Well, okay, you're sensing someone's, and I've had them do it in class, I've had other people. So I've worked with the mediumship, and Patty's right, I do classes. But Patty, what I love with you you never allow them. One of my favorite Patty Negri moments when we have our movies and all of our Psyche's Gone Wild stars will be my thing of telling Patty Negri's a moment. Do you listen to the guy behind 7-Eleven? Would you take his advice? I just love that. I mean, I laugh so hard over that show, and I still use that with people. I go, as Patty would say, so if you're out there just opening your energy and going, oh, someone's in the hall. Someone's over here. I'm feeling this. Ooh. That's not really mediumship. That's scaring your kids. We used to do that in fifth grade, and we did it at the campfire, and then I got grounded because, you know, one kid wet the bed. You don't want to scare people. So,
you know, and you got to be careful who you talk to. Just like you don't want the homeless drunken guy at 7-Eleven. You're not going to go, tell me my story. What is the meaning of life? Really? You
know?
Really? Like people working with Ouija boards. Anybody come in? Is there a spirit here? Really? Don't you want a little more discernment in that?
Yeah, it's like driving with no hands. Who's here? Who's going to help me through the bump method? You guys, we love you. All of you guys are here. We're going to grab some phone. We're going to talk and do some fun. Remember, psychesgonewild.com. Put in for the prizes. I've got a bunch of stuff here. I know you individuals, or some of you guys haven't got back. Please write to psychicjethro@aol.com. Cindy is helping me. She's a very phenomenal person. But some of you guys have got to get your email in. Write if you haven't gotten it. Jethro, this is the month. I mean, you guys knew I was up in Washington, D.C. Write and say, Jethro, I won the necklace here and there. There's a couple of you guys were hunting you down, and what we do is we keep the prize till the end of the month, and then we give it out again. We figure that, you know, something happened or you were just trying this out. And if you don't, that's okay. But if you want your prize, please do it, because this is the fun of it. If we kept track and we were like, okay, number 4307 Dash has won an earring, and Linda gave them a joke, and Patty gave them a reading, you guys got to help us. That's the fun of it. I don't want to be the IRS psychic gift shop guy. So you guys got to help us and write and say, hey, I want it. You know, did you get it? She's real good. We just, you know, you guys realize I'm doing a lot. I love all of you. I want you guys to grab a hold of those phones, because we're going to grab a hold of your phone, and it's happy Halloween time's coming up. 410, what do you know, 410?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Good, you back. Kathy, you haven't called us a while. I thought you were up there. You and Patty was the last time when Patty was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see the Patty and Jethro psychic class forming.
Oh, it's so fun.
So I thought I'd ask about my spiritual journey, you know, what's coming up.
Okay, what was your name again? Sorry,
Oh, it's Kathy, K-A-T-H-I-E.
Boy, Kathy, they've got Mercury going here, Patty.
I see some shifts coming for you. I see some shifts coming for you, and a little bit more stability in the material world, financial world of things. I do see a little bit of juggling going on. Have you been doing some juggling?
Oh, yeah, lots of it lately.
Okay.
especially this week and next week. I'm making crafts for a craft show.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good. I think it'll go successful for you. Also, this sounds really funny, but a little bit in your deal, I get that you're really outgoing and wonderful and open to everybody and things and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're out at this public thing, if you get a funny feeling off some person, off one person, don't be quite as open with them. I'm not by any means saying put up walls or put up blocks. I'm the queen of don't put up blocks, but do put up some protection. There's somebody who really doesn't have your best interest that you may be talking to.
I wonder if it's at the Reiki fair.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate to get out of Reiki workers, but just again, have your little radar out, and if something feels a little wrong, not saying don't talk to them, not saying be mean or anything, but just maybe don't be. I get that you just have to pull back the tiny bit on not so free giving. Love, emotion, information, thoughts, stuff like that.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Jethro, anything?
I got to apologize. I don't know. They've stumped me. Ever since the doll, I'm afraid to put my little head out here. And then when I put the energy, I saw, like, really lovely colors and things around you. I love what Patty was seeing, but they put me in this very positive state of saying that they have got some things that they want to do with you, and they're not going to tell me all of it. They just kind of were like, they politely just sat back. And I know Patty's a little stronger. This is a time, too, with the veil. This is where you go to a medium. So, Kathy, I'm agreeing with what Patty says. And one thing, she gave you all cool stuff. Let's grab it. You know?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, have fun at your craft fair and the Reiki convention.
Okay, thank you.
And Patty, Kathy, I got to remember, you were one of our first winners over 3 years ago. Please put in the Psychics Gone Wild. You know they are real prizes, right?
Yeah, books, and right, and other things.
Yeah,
money?
So we got
money.
It's coming, you know. I can't do it all, Kathy. Every time
no,
I go to
Jasper,
DC,
I'm only kidding.
You know,
I'm teasing you.
If I hit that 220 million, we're going to have some really good prizes on Psyche's Gone Wild. And I have been so close. You know, it's time for me to hit one of those again. So, you know,
okay.
keep watching that Mega Ball and say it's Jethro's.
All right, I will.
Love you, Kathy. And we
love
got...
you too. Bye. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Those of you who know, when Patty was out and she was doing a lot of work and everything, we had a person come in, a very phenomenal person. She had such a fun time, and she's been helping. Some of her friends are here today. Those of you remember, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. Susan Liberty Hall's book is one of our prizes today. She's also signed them, and she's done it autographed and everything. It was always her victory with Susan. Those of you who know Susan have enjoyed the day she was on. She was a Playboy bunny. She's had a very strong, positive life. She's like our Patty. She's just a very positive, strong, beautiful individual in and out. And we were so lucky to have her here that Friday. She said that she's going to be giving away a couple of these more. We'll have some for Christmas. But today, put in there. That's one of the prizes if you go to psychesgonewild.com. We've got to tell you guys, you all been keep already asking me. You guys have gotten into it. We did paranormal this month. What was kooky? What was wild? We've been giving prizes away. I know there was a radio show last night. You guys were talking about the different crazy music. Linda Irwin's paranormal. Now we've got, and we're coming into, we've all been talking about November. You know it's with one of us and what you've got, what our different traits are, and we're talking about what we have. December, we've to come together of the fantasy of it. Everyone does the same old theme. So what we're going to do, we're going to put the fantasy of Christmas and the magic back. So you'll be seeing us coming up as characters. We had people already jumping in and voting. They did a picture of Patty. They wanted to do it for her as a white witch. They've got one of me as a silly Merlin. We've got one of our wonderful Linda Irwin as an astronomer, and Jan Bach Drakey is an Indian scout reading totems. They will be up on Facebook. You guys put in for them. These are the bigger prizes. We've got some going. We're going to give away a reading today, $150 value for 1 hour. And like I said, the book, and we've got some CDs from Linda Irwin. You guys just get ready to keep going to psychesgonewild.com. Remember to follow our show. And I know you guys are going, Jethro, get on the phone. You guys got to play along with us. We're like the little kid that mom won't let us play unless we wear those goofy galoshes. You got to go over and hit that button that says follow or with us, because we are in that. We want you to go and do a favor. A lot of you were asking me, what can I do, Jethro, when I did the readings? You guys are always reading for me and my friends. Go to newyorkgate@aol.com and put down, I love Psychics Gone Wild. It's one of my favorite internet shows. And tell them the truth. You like them because Linda's cool. Patty makes you laugh. Jethro's silly. Whatever you love about us, be honest and put that there. And that's how you can help us. We need those, and we want people to know. Not only to be in one of the great books like as me and Patty have, The Light Workers, most voted, you know, popular psychics in the United States, or in this case, the radio show. Patty, tell them how many. I know that there's more than one area for this.
Oh, my goodness. There is so many areas you can vote for. Your favorite psychic, your favorite medium, your favorite Reiki master, your favorite remote viewer, your favorite psychic detective, your favorite radio host, your favorite radio show, as in Psychics Gone Wild, your favorite, I don't know, there's like 20 of them now, and you can vote up to 5 in each category. So if you want to find what the sections are, go to timesquarepress.com. Believe, and then you click the, it says something like votes for the 2013-2014. Be prepared. It's a little crazy when you click into it because it just gets longer and longer, and there's so much information. It's a little overwhelming. It's like, But start scrolling down. You will see, and Jethro's there, all sorts of places. So vote for him. I'm there all sorts of places. Vote for me. Linda's there. Vote for her. Vote for your favorite Psychics Gone Wild psychics and light workers. But there's really like 20 categories. Just keep scrolling down. There's Man of the Year. There's Woman of the Year. There's Light Worker of the Year. Best Medium. Best Physical Medium. It just goes on and on and on. Best Animal Communicator. And I bet you're going to find some of your favorites there. So please, please do vote. And vote for us. Vote for all your Psychics Gone Wild people and the radio show.
And we love it. We'll keep doing the wild things we've got. I've got a couple of you people asking me, again, Patty, will you please do that thing that Jeffrey always talks about? Jeffrey, well, you guys knew me from Colorado. That's my nickname. And we'll go in here with it and do the toning. He does that. And whenever you do the energy, I'm lucky. My husband said the last time we won $150 was the day that we listened to that. It's a very positive vows that you do. And I would like you to do that again. We always love that. We've got Carol. We got Carol Burnett's yodel, and we got Patty doing this beautiful sounds of the vowels.
I you know, they're even better when you do them yourself. Again, hekas are toning vowel sounds themselves. It's the pneuma. It's the breath. And vowel sounds will give you form and function. So they'll give you that clarity. They'll give you that sharp focus. So there's not a wrong way to do it or a right way to do it. You know, work that breath. And again, working with that intellect, working with the mind, working with the breath. Ah, A, E, O, U. It could be anything. It could be E, I, E, I, O. Do it with your kids. It's just so remarkable. And it works with that left brain, that thinking brain, that clarity. If you want to work with the emotions, start working with water, like all those things I'm giving you, like running your hands underwater, jumping in a bathtub or the ocean. There's so many ways for us to sharpen up, you know, ourselves, working with the universe, working with the elements directly.
I love it. And Patty, you've got me back remembering. Those of you who've read my book, remember November the 1st, you guys, that is my day that my press release book is out. You can go to Amazon. It's called Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. And I'm so excited. It's excellent. It's one of the best ones I've done. It's over 200 pages. It's real. It's there. I put all of it in that I can put for different objects you can use in your house. Everything from reading your own palm to putting in with the cards to putting in with reading with the candles. You know, Patty, you've talked here, and I did have some friends ask me some things, and I'm going to go back with permission. I've talked to Abby's family, and they're very much welcoming. We used to do some magic things, and we did them, and they were fun with my teacher. And I was supposed to ask Patty, and I can't. We did this last week. Patty, have you heard of the magic where you take the little glass of water and you put a little bridge over it, and then you put it on. You have to have obviously a real bed, not a water bed. It won't work to put under it. And then you put this glass of water, you do the prayers, you do these angel work, and in the night, someone will come to you in your dream, and they will save you on that bridge. The person that comes and saves you is your true love, and you will see them in your life.
Oh, I don't know that. That's fabulous. But you know how I am. Everybody needs to put a glass of water by the side of their bed just for dream school. But that's brilliant. I love that one.
I love it. And I do agree with what Kathy and other ones have said. I think me and Patty ought to correlate, and we ought to come up with a let's do magic male and female fun, and we'll do some different ones. And I love my magic cake. I have a lot of you guys have been sending out. I'm just going to make the recipe, and then we'll have it in one of the future books. We right now are working on the third one. What I'm really trying to do and get out there for you guys is these kind of things you ask. Those of you who want the abundance prayer, Patty, I love that Patty and the water, and I know that Patty does dream work with it and everything. We've got a lot of easy ways to do this. I mean, so you're going to tell me, okay, I don't have a clear glass and I don't have any water in my house. Well, then I'm scared. if you're telling me this, we can get it for you, and not even the dollar store, but we can, you know, usually at a second hand for a quarter. I love you guys. We're going to grab the phones again. I got people. Jethro, you never let us talk anymore. You love to talk. Yes, that's true. You won. You won the prize. You're right. 512. How are you? 512.
Hey, Jethro, it's Vaughn. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Texas is out tonight. What are you doing, Wild One?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm so glad. What do you think? Are you thinking Patty should get out of here for Halloween or what?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you listen in Tuesday night? I want to tease you for a minute. Did you hear the lady that called in and asked Lori if adults should wear costumes at night because a 300-pound woman in a tutu scared her children? I'm sorry. I knew you laughed. I laughed too, and I do have to admit, you know, that we should go to parties and stuff, and we talk about, me and Patty live this life. We are probably the biggest kids you ever want to meet. Halloween's our hour, but I can't visualize. I don't know. I would have had to have said, you know, especially even here in Florida, I'd have been like, ma'am, you know, there's little children about. Okay, Yvonne, you got to play now. What do you want from me and Patty? I'm so glad you called. And I haven't heard you from a while. I thought you were two-timing me on the radio or something.
Oh, no, I've just been busy.
No, it's good. What can we help you with, my dear?
My relationship. We've been, I know it's the retrograde here, and it's been making things go crazy.
Ooh.
You want to start with this one, Jethro, or how you doing? Since you are the relationship man.
I've got to remember, if you, Yvonne, you better do me a favor. Go over to your Tango and tell them that I actually have answered stuff on relationship. They tease me. They go, how come you know all this stuff on psychic stuff about love? It's because of people like you, Colin, that I love. I feel like this energy is happening. I feel that this person and you are working through some things. She is having something go on here. I feel like they're telling me that you're like there's I see you, and then I see a part out. I feel like there's a part of something going on for your love. This person's not able, I feel, to come really to you, or something there. It's like she's living somewhere else, or she's not communicating with you, is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, she's communicating. Of course, I live in Austin and she lives in Dallas. The distance kind of makes it hard. I mean, but when we're together, I mean, everything is awesome.
Okay, and I feel it is the communication. I get that distance. I'm on with where you guys are, and I'm feeling some. I feel some other things that are happening there, and I feel like it's like the other time is keeping her there. There's a little bit of growing and hurt. It's like I feel like she really wants to be with you, but other things are keeping her a little bit there until she clears up some. It's something financial or something is what I feel that's holding her, that's causing this difference. What do you feel, Patty?
Yeah, I got a little bit. Big, maybe because of the distance and financial and just got her own things going. But it felt, it's not as personal as you think it is. It's just it needs a little bit of opening up.
Does that
make sense?
The plan was she was going to move here at the beginning of the year, and then she got a promotion. So that's, I'm grateful. I mean, I'm happy for that. And also I want her to get that experience, I told her, so she can use that on her resume.
Right. So that's good. You're being supportive. So then just figure out a way to work and that you guys can stay in communication, that there's no, but I wish I could, that kind of stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Celebrate the now and look to the future. It's going to be okay.
Okay. That's
good. We love you. And I got to go, Yvonne. Also, we've got a prize today. We're giving away some shell jewelry. I was going to tease you. I found some shells. Mm-hmm. I made some candles, and they're not there because for some reason my candles just – I'm a good cook, but when it comes to stuff like this, sometimes the creative, my candles look like they had a day off or something. I don't know. They just don't look right. So what I'm doing is I've got some beautiful jewelry from Blue Moon Treasures. And so put in today. Maybe you could win it and give it to your love.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
Okay. Good. We'll be calling that name out in a few minutes. We love you. Got to roll. Remember, Mercury's going backwards, but we're still here for you. So we love you.
All right, Jethro. Good talking to you again.
You
take
too.
Care.
Thank you.
We've got a lot of friends back. It's so good to see you guys. This is what makes me feel like this. You know, it's always been worth to talk to them, but it's so good to see you guys come back. You make my day to hear the names and the friends and the lovely voices. I've got to write this. I've got to read this. I'm having one of those days. Mercury hit me right when the verbal. What is happening in my life, Patty? My husband is telling me that there's three women in his life that he has to see all the time. Okay, I realized these women all happen to be people he's had a relationship with. He is telling me that he has to go back and do these things. I said, do you need closure? And we've worked on it. It really hurts me. I've suggested to him that maybe he stop going and seeing these ex-girlfriends girlfriends. He told me that they really need to do it. Now, the reason I'm writing to Psyche's Gone Wild is I found out they're doing some kind of a ritual work. I hope his little witch falls off, or is it something else? What do you think I should do? I'm sorry, I got it out without laughing, but when I first read that, it took a lot. I love you, Eva. Patty, help her with this little witch, or witches.
You deserve, if you are going to be in a relationship with him, you can't control what he does, but you can control what you allow to in a relationship that you're in. And if it's not comfortable for him, if he's really, is he in an intimate relationship with these women? And can you ask him what the magic that he's doing? And you have to have your boundaries. If you're okay with it, then it's okay. If you're not okay with it, it's not okay. And you have to pull away. Otherwise, you're going to get resentful and angry, and it's going to get real icky. And especially if they're doing magical workings and stuff, that just doesn't sound right. Ask him what he needs to see these women for. Like you said, that was a brilliant question. Is it about closure? And if he's not giving you an answer, I suggest you step back, truly.
Love that, Patty. And I got to tease you, and Eva, find out. Find out if he's doing it SkyClad or not. That may say about him. Yeah, you know, we and those of us who listened to us last month on the moon, we found all about that. And we were teasing a couple of individuals. You guys made me red once again, but we had fun. So check that out and let us know. Eva, keep us informed. We're here for you and we love you. PsycheSconeWild.com to win those prizes. Let's grab 216. How you doing, 216? You get to get in. There's quite a few of you. How would you like to talk to us? 216 is asleep. They went out for the count. No, I'm teasing there. How about sucks?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yay. And they kicked him out. What is going on, Mercury Leonard? People go 860. How do you know 860?
What's up?
Hi. Well, I don't know.
Hi.
I hope you can tell you got in. It's a miracle child. I want to talk to you. Hallelujah. What would you like to do, 860, besides get in this crazy show we're trying to do?
Well, I have a question. It's more like a love reading. I've been talking to three different people.
You're not the guy that was earlier. No, I'm teasing you. You're not Eva's old man, are you?
Well, I'm a gay man, so it's going to be a gay question.
That's okay. I'm just teasing you because I want to see if Eva's husband's still running.
Well, I've been talking to one for like 2 months, and the other one very recently, which is kind of odd because I met this one online, but it's funny because he usually rides with me on the bus. He was like, I know this. I just realized we ride on the same bus, so that's another one. And there's this other one, but I'm a little hesitant with that one. So I'm dealing with, like, three different people. I don't know where it's going to go or how it's going to be. I don't know.
Oh.
Go, Jethro.
Yeah, and I got to get a name and permission here to read this social butterfly. Your name?
Oh, my name is Stasol.
No problem, Stasol. I feel like the energy, and they're showing with the people, this is a good thing for you. I feel that you're very compatible with the energies. It's ironic when you said the bus and the energy. Not only is the symbology of what you're doing there, but I feel that this is part of where the relationship for you, and I love what you said. It's a gay question. It's really a love question because you're looking for love, but I think it's cute and what their guys are telling me. They're telling me that the man on the bus isn't in a rush.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and so you know what I'm saying, and I feel like the really good thing is you really enjoy the fact of playing for keeps. Even though you're talking with these ones and you've got that and you're freaking friends, I like that because you should have a social life. But the guys are telling me you're looking for that. I feel the guys are saying you're looking for that special lover who or person who can be your knight and be able to not only be with you like they are, but not just be the other end of the horse with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, and you have something going on here that I feel like that when you have to be careful with the people you get with because you have something where sometimes you get with individuals and they're really great, then they start getting close and they try to dominate or they try to put you in that what we call a cage.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm feeling, and they're telling me, are you wanting to know which one of the three they're going to be with, or are you asking us what you want us to say? Are you just messing with me? What are you doing?
In a way, I don't know I don't know how I'm going to, I just kind of let it flow in a way, but, I mean, the biggest thing is, yeah, I want to have someone to be with, like that one person. I just don't know where it's going, type of thing.
Okay, and I feel like the one's not in a rush on the bus, but I feel like there is someone that's going to be there. I keep seeing this. I keep seeing this person with like a romantic face. Now, do you know what that means?
A romantic face.
Yeah, and that could be for you what's romantic. I mean, if you like a sensual eyes, you like sensual lips, you like a face and a high cheekbone, they're showing me this person is more strong with you. I feel that he is kind of, I do feel he's got kind of brownish or darker hair. I feel his hair's darker. They're showing me the energy. They show me that I tease you a little bit to get you to laugh because I've realized that you relax, but when I go to read you, if I don't make you laugh, you're kind of like part of you's like, I want to know, and the other part's like, not that one. You're like afraid I'm going to give you. Like I'm going to say, you get the one who's really, you know, the one you don't want. I mean, you're the one, you know what I'm saying? There's something here going on, and that's what I'm, and I've been making you laugh on purpose with the Gabriel energy of your heart because they're telling me that there is going to be. Patty, help me with what you're, are you picking up with this person? Because I can see him, but I can't pull in more than his, like he has a very sensual face.
I've been talking to him for 2 months. He's very mature, like he's, I don't know how to explain it. I actually like him, but I don't know. We've been talking for that long, but I don't know. It's you know what's really funny? He made a Facebook because I influenced him to make Facebook his first time, and he asked me to. It was unexpected, so it kind of tells me something.
Yeah, and you do want to like whoever it is. That was funny statement of you. He's kind of magical. So does this guy that you're talking about, what I'm getting, I get what I agree with what Jethro said about that romantic face, but also he somebody who seems kind of magical to you, almost like a magician, but not like a rabbit out of the hat magician.
Yeah.
Is this guy that, that's the guy that I think it's, you're going to end up with, this sense of wonder about him.
Okay. He is very, like, playful. Like, he's...
Yeah.
He asked, I explain it. There's one crazy story I told my friend about him. I think it was, like last month ago. Or early last month ago. And I felt like he was going to come close. I never met him in person, but I saw him riding the car. And his car tire got popped. And I was thinking about it, and I was going to ask him, like, what color car that he drives, but then he already told me that his car got flat, he got a flat, and I said, is your car like a white car, is it BMW, and he was like, yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's weird. it was funny.
And I want to thank you. I got to just stop for a minute. I'm sorry to be the commercial person. Please play nicely in the room. I have no problem with shutting it down if there's any issues. This is a positive thing. Not you, Edsel. We just got people. I think you've gotten them riled. You started talking love, and people started going crazy all over the place. You know, you started it. I'm teasing you. I hope you have the best with you and the love. We got to go here. Thank you
okay.
for coming in. Can I ask you a question? We're so glad you came in on the air. Are you going to put in for the prizes on Psychics Gone Wild, or do you think we're just nuts?
How do I do that?
You waited way too long. I'm going to tease you. No, I'm just laughing. It's www.psychicsgonewild.com. On the fourth side, it says contact us. Put in your information, and you can win a very beautiful prize. I do have some men rings that we're going to be giving away. In fact, we gave some away for Halloween. So thank you for calling in. You better call us back.
Oh,
we want
okay.
to know what's going on with these three. Me and Patty will be making bets on this one. We love you guys. We're tuning in. We've got, oh my gosh, we've got the phones kicking people off, and other people are having it. So welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. 423, how are you? 423.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Hello.
Oh my God. I don't know what happened. What happened to you?
We're going crazy. I can feel it.
And we got Hello? You. Yeah, 423. What do you want to do?
My name's Shelton. Hello. I was calling to ask about, I just moved from Tennessee to Georgia for my modeling and acting career, and I wanted to know what you all thought about that. And also, I'm just waiting tables right now, and I'm kind of having a hard time saving money. So I was wanting to know if you all thought of any ways where I could save more money or get another gig or something.
Well, you could certainly do it waiting tables. That's not a bad thing. I know I was an actor and a model and young and went out to do it when I was young. What's good about actually doing that is that there's some flexibility in it, and you don't have to give your heart and soul like if you went and got some other kind of a job. So don't knock it unless you find something really better. You can save money just in how you do it. And a waitress in food service, you have a choice of getting tips. Be the best waitress you can. Use your acting skills and modeling skills. You're obviously beautiful. So I think of it that way. Because something's telling me if you focus too much on how to get money and you focus there, it's going to change your focus. And you have to have full focus on what you want to do with your acting and your modeling. You have to have full focus to make it work. Period, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to save money because I'm living with my aunt right now, so I'm trying to get my own apartment. That's the only reason. Next
one. Ooh. I feel like you've really been stressed, and they're telling me the other energy with you, and I'm so glad you called in, and thank you, Shelton, for being patient. I'm now playing daddy, mama, and all this other stuff over here, and I'm feeling like the energy with you is so, there's something really blessing happening with, they're telling me. They're telling me that I feel like you have some manifesting and some magic of your own that needs to be worked with there. I feel like you need to go out with the little people, set out some place where it's good, and just breathe, relax, put in the energy of what you've got, because they're telling me that there's some other things that are coming for you really blessing, and you're hearing them, but there's something here a little bit with it. Are you stressed or having a problem here with something with one part of your neck? Because I keep feeling like there's something going on there, a little tense.
I've been stressed kind of a lot because my mom, she doesn't have a home right now, and my brother, he's still in Tennessee and he's having a hard time down there or up there. So
oh my gosh, has she went to like the Coalition Against Violence or the American places, the places that do let people come in and do the shelter? I know from places that I've worked with all over the country, there's places they can contact to get her in. I don't want anybody out staying outside. If I had my others, our apartment would be full of people. We have people here that prefer to sleep under the bridges because of mental illness, but I still work and find ways to get them to somewhere where they can get a hot bath and some food in them. Our Amy Kavanaugh's phenomenal for that.
Mm-hmm. I think she's staying at a crisis center right now, but I haven't really talked to her in a few days. So.
I've gotten off topic, and I'm trying to help you, and I thank you for calling in the first time. I just felt that right off, and I want to make sure with the, you know, this is Halloween. This is the time for, you know, to work and enjoy with the other things. I love with you because you're a good person. Write to me at that Psychic Scone Wild. I'll send you, I've got something I would like you to, it's free, and it doesn't cost anything to have you do it three times a day and say, and it'll help with some of this other energy, because I feel like, can you feel it, Patty? It's like she's being really tense, and the angels are saying that they've got this blessing. It's just because of all the other stress and her care, she's not hearing what they want her to do.
Yes, completely. Yeah. That's why I said put your focus on what you want to do. You really have to send love, help all those people in your life as you can. But I know that the career you have chosen, you must have a full passion for.
We love you, Shelton. Hang in there. And I keep seeing that. You're going to laugh at me, but I keep seeing two TVs. And you look like the girl off the old show, I'll pick door number, and you're what it's saying to me is something about the screen and what they're, I'm trying to interpret this, because what the guys are showing me is that. And like, Patty, you focus, we're both keep going, but I just feel that then you're going to grab on, and then it's going to be really good. And then I see there's other money there with these other things that you've wanted to have happen for you. And be careful, because you have someone who wants to be in a relationship with you who's not the right person. Somebody's trying to get close to you that is not good for you.
Okay.
Well, love you. Sorry, Sheldon. We got to go. There's people pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
You know how they're loving.
Joy. Find the light. Find the joy in everything. Even waiting tables. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We've got to go with the energy of what they have. We have Jethro. Why is it every Halloween my TV starts to go a little crazy? You're talking about screens, and I think that I'm being haunted by the person that invented TV. Yesterday, my TV turned on. I have not seen my remote in years, so I blamed it on our dog. I thought maybe it had it under the couch. Now my TV is going through systems. Is it possible? You were saying dolls were haunted. Can technical things become haunted? And what should I do, Patty, to make my TV stop being interval?
Well, it's usually, maybe they can become haunted. haunted. I think anything probably can, but usually it's not that the TV is haunted, but spirits really, really can communicate through electronics and electricity. It's just easy for them to. That's why lights flash on and off, and funny things that anything to do with that electrical current, because that's easy for spirits to tap into. Like when I'm doing a TV show, even their battery packs drain crazy. Telephones, a lot of psychics have the problem. Telephones drain. TVs do go on and off and do switchy channels and things. So sometimes, yes, there can be a spirit in there. Not that it's haunted, but might be hanging out. But most often, it's really that spirits just know how to play with that stuff. And it's easy for them to go, okay, I'm here. This is easy. Flip.
I see, and that makes better sense, you know, when we're talking about with individuals, Patty, because we've talked about this. I've had people freak out about the candle dancing, and the first time me and Patty did the show together, Patty's like, get together and make your candles dance. I'm like, Patty, I have people scream mommy when that happens in the room. And we laugh, and now I've been Patty's friend now, and we've gotten to where we're like, let's make the candles dance. And we always do a positive, and Patty knows because she can probably feel the energy here in Tampa. We go, and Patty Negri rocks. And we do a laugh, and then we let the candles do it. And because Patty, even though with all my years, you guys know with this, and I had been trained by some individuals who did have a little bit of ooh here with it. And what they had done was they had done it because they had a fear of walking with the dead. There's old sayings I don't want to go into, but long story short, Patty's opened an energy for me that I'm able to do the positive, where I had people that were coming in, and like I told you, they were like, ooh, you know, we're seeing someone over here. I had someone tell me, there's someone in the bathroom, and they're very upset. I said, well, they better not be. I just cleaned it. You know, I'm just like, excuse me? I don't just clean for anybody. When I clean, you better be happy about it. So we kind of laughed, and long story short, that's how I love the positive. And like Patty said, go with this direction. We've got a lot of you guys on the phones. We're trying to get through as many as we've got. A lot of you guys are writing me, Jethro, I've called in 14 times. I love you. That's what the fun of this is. It's gone wild. If you want a reading, you want a full half an hour or an hour with us, go to psychesgonewild.com. Yes, you guys asked for it, and I'm going to do a five-day special. I'm going to go back to the old school, what I used to do for the prices for 5 days. But I'm not going to tell you. You've got to go on the site and look. I want you to go to psychesgonewild.com. Humor me. Go over there and just push a button. Read one of them. Read why Jan Bach Drakey loves to talk with animals. No, she's not related to Dr. Zeus. She's just a wild woman. Give me some of that information in the email, and I'll surprise you. I'll give you a 50% discount. I don't care. But you got to go over there, and you got to talk with me. That's why we're doing the show, you guys. You make me laugh. 765, what are you doing? 765, you're live.
Hello.
Yes, you're scaring me.
I wasn't expecting to get on.
You threw 15 people out. You ran over somebody. Don't kid me. You weren't ready to shop, honey. You're right up in line.
Well, I have a question. I don't know if this is something that you normally do or not. This involves my second daughter, and I just kind of want to know. She just had a baby, and she's having a lot of emotional problems, a lot of stress, a lot of tension because, of course, of the new baby and her wild and crazy 18-month-old. So I was just wondering if you could give me any ideas of how I can help her. I do know Reiki. I've just taken Reiki 1, and I don't know if it's possible that me doing Reiki on her could help alleviate some of her stress and anxiety and whatever, or if there's something else I can do to help her. Actually, both of them, but her mostly.
Yes, there is lots of things. I'm sure Jethro has lots of things as well. And the thing, I don't know if you were on air, I was talking about earlier, like literally getting literal and visceral and tactile with the elements. Air and fire and water and earth. If it's your emotions are off, that's the water element. Take a bath. If you can't take a bath, run your hands underwater 30 seconds. If her head is getting in the way too much, to do too much, and she gets all chatty, that's air. Some breathing. Do some of that toning. If she's not feeling safe or grounded, that's the earth element. Tell her to go outside. Put the baby on her back. Get her toes in the dirt. Or just grab onto a rock or crystal. Breathe into it. Pull that earth out. If she doesn't have the energy she needs, that's the fire element. You know, light that candle. You don't have to make it dance. Or just do some breath work again, the pneuma. Do some Z sounds. Zzz. She'll feel it in the base of her spine, and she'll have all the energy she wants. Truly, we have it all at our fingertips. We just have to tune into it, and that will really help her. She's got so much going on, so much energy and flying and new baby and all that. She just,
yes.
It'll help her to focus it out.
Okay. Okay, that's kind of what I told. I didn't tell her all of that, but I just told her to start doing some deep breathing. I said, not shoulder breathing. I told her, do some belly breathing until your breathing is calm and not hurried. I said, and that'll help you some, but the rest of it, I'll have to get that back with her because, yeah, she is like going 50 million directions and
I love you. We got to run.
That.
I'm sorry. They gave us 60
okay.
seconds. They're going to push us out the door. We want to come back. You come back with us, and we're going to talk to you some more because we love you. I like your voice, and I tease you. You didn't scare me. You made me happy. You called in. We got through the phone. Everybody's on.
Okay.
We got to tell everybody goodbye. You go to psychicsgonewild.com. Go to patinegri.com. That's patinegri.com. Or Jethro Smith, jethrosmith.net. Patty, what do you want to tell them in the last 6 seconds?
I want to wish everybody a happy Halloween. Know that it's a beautiful time when that veil is thin. If you have deceased loved ones this past year, you could help them coyly cross over if perhaps they haven't. It's a good time to say goodbye. It's a magical time as well as a time for trick-or-treating, and make sure you trick-or-treat as well. Thank you guys for listening.
And remember, we're Halloween. Me and Patty are here doing a party, but it's at 1 p.m. Eastern time, so you got to come in early because we've got to go scare people that night. We love you guys. Be here at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. 10 a.m. Pacific, and we'll be Halloween partying with you.